Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The way I would summarize where we are in this moment is it's a split screen. You have President Trump with his historic achievement last night, foreign policy achievement with the peace deal that's drafted for the Gaza conflict in Israel. And then you have Trump and Republicans who are doing many things for the American people, reducing taxes on hardworking American families and eliminating fraud, waste, and abuse in government and ending the border crisis and the crime crisis and now settling conflicts around the globe. And on the other screen, you have the Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer right now, who's making a mockery of the government shutdown. He was on an interview last night, reported this morning in Punchbowl, and he said every day of the shutdown gets better for us, meaning him and his party. It's stunning to me. It's tone deaf. Real people are being harmed by this.
That's the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, talking about the ninth day, is it, of the shutdown. And you know, obviously there's a lot of partisan politics being played here, but ultimately the American people are left hanging in the balance while we try to see if we can get the government back open. We want to welcome back to the show Congressman Eric Burleson. He represents Missouri's 7th Congressional District. He is a member of the House Oversight Committee, the Freedom Caucus, and a member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Congressman, thank you so much for the time today. It's always great to have you here.
Anytime.
So what do you give us your thoughts on? I'm not going to ask you to comment on other people's thoughts on the shutdown yet. Congressman, I'd like to know what yours are.
Yeah. You know, honestly, Annie, like when I talk to constituents in the district, their response is keep it shut down, shut it down, and shut it down permanently. So that's if that gives you an idea where my district is. Now, when it came to this this continuing resolution, I really kind of like had a very hard time voting for it because it is Biden's the extension of his budget. But I think that when everybody's saying, oh, you guys should compromise, that was the compromise. We passed just as clean as possible extension of the same bill that the Democrats led and got through last session, just an extension of that. I don't think they have a leg to stand on. And what they're doing is the equivalent of after the Obamacare had passed or after the Inflation Reduction Act had passed, if the Republican Party had stomped their foot and said, we're not funding the government until you repeal those bills that you passed, That's the equivalent of what the Democrats are asking for. They're asking us to basically undo everything that we have done the last 7 months. Mm. And it's just not acceptable.
Congressman Eric Burleson speaking with us right now. You know, I'm going to ask a question that I think on the surface, a lot of people would just kind of laugh at even the existence of a question like this. Because I don't think that most Americans look at Congress and think that Congress is acting in good faith. I think most people who don't, steep themselves in the play-by-play on X or whatever their preferred platform is, because it's a hobby, it's an entertainment opportunity for a lot of people to follow politics, but for a lot of people, they're just repulsed by it. It sounds to me like what you're saying the Republicans did and what you did in voting for the CR as a compromise for you because you think it should have been better, but you were willing to do this to keep the government open. Are the Republicans in the House and in the Senate right now acting in good faith?
Absolutely. Look, the House, the CR that passed the House was agreed to by the Democrats on the Appropriations Committee. There were Democrats that voted for it on the House floor. It is already a bipartisan bill. And that, along with the fact that it is objectively a compromise by us just saying, we will extend your stupid Biden-era policies for 7 weeks if you'll just let us keep the government open. That, I think that, I mean, absolutely, I don't know what, if, I feel like I've gotten some criticism for even going that far, but that's kind of where we stand. I feel like we have given them as much as we possibly can without giving up the ball.
So, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with that, because I know that a lot of Republican voters across the country, and certainly in the 7th District here in Missouri, want to see dramatic spending changes with what the Congress is willing to approve and appropriate. The government gets shut down. The Democrats have not agreed to end the filibuster in the Senate. They need a few more. They've got three Democrats who've crossed over. Rand Paul couldn't hold his nose. He hasn't voted for it from the Republican side. But we find out yesterday that the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, said regarding the shutdown, every day gets better for us. So my question, similar to the one I just asked you about the Republicans, are the Democrats acting in good faith in these negotiations?
No, that was a very self-centered statement, because it's clear that he cares more about winning for his side and for himself than he does about what's right for the American people. And that statement is pretty damning. I think
you think it was an honest one? You think Chuck Schumer said a little too much honesty there?
I do. And I think what he means by that is that the Democratic Party wins, not necessarily the American people win. And look, I think this is the American people are sick and tired of having their taxpayer dollars go to fund a bunch of crazy, wasteful spending. I personally think that the White House should follow through with some of their plans to do actual terminations as opposed to furloughs. Identify the sacred cows of the Democratic Party and start terminating different agencies one after another. You could start with a few hundred, or a few thousand employees today in one of their sacred cow programs, and then tomorrow, find another program, terminate those employees, and eventually the gnashing of teeth of the left will get so high, I think that they'll come to the table. So that's what I think that we should be doing. The great Charlie Kirk, there's a tweet that he posted back in the day when we were in a government shutdown, and he said that we should use this as a chance to shrink government permanently by privatizing the TSA, privatizing the FAA air traffic controllers, abolishing the IRS, removing non-essential workers, et cetera. And I couldn't agree more.
Congressman Eric Burleson speaking with us right now. You're a member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Is that something that's realistic? Of course, you say the word privatization and some of those lefties listening to us just fell off their chair. They'll get back up. They'll be fine. How do you privatize something like TSA or air traffic control?
It may have to be a bill that we pass, but I think the White House may have the authority to do it under executive order. We've put the money in place for them to spend. They could then turn around and say, rather than us hire the employees, we're appropriating these funds we're taking bids on contracts. So, it's something that I think that this administration should be looking into. I sent messages to Russ Vogt and his team, telling them that my district is excited. They're giddy. When I went to church, people are giddy about talking about, oh, you mean we might actually terminate some wasteful employees in the federal government? That's awesome. So, everywhere I go, that's where my district stands. I think that we should do what Charlie Kirk had suggested and permanently reduce the size of government.
I think the administration has the cojones to do something like that. How long do you see a government shutdown having to last before they say, okay, we're just going to have to make some of these moves?
That's up to the White House, and that's up to the president. And, you know, I'm really glad that he's held the line in saying we're not negotiating on Obamacare. You know, the Democratic Party, they didn't put into this to make these enhanced subsidies permanent. They put an expiration date. This is not something that the Republican Party put in. But what if you really think about it, Annie, what they're doing is they're holding America hostage, saying we will allow you to do a CR if you fix what we did with Obamacare. And I think that's just a ridiculous ask, especially to Obamacare is an absolutely failed system that just the costs just keep going through the roof. We need to reform our healthcare system, not continue to fund this broken system.
Congressman Burleson, a question about that specifically, because healthcare is a huge part of the conversation. It's becoming a bigger part. The Democrats are elevating the, you know, concern that we have in this country with our healthcare system, which ironically is a Democrat healthcare system. It's Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act was a Barack Obama baby that we are still living under. They tried to solve something with more government, and guess what? It didn't work. It didn't make it more affordable. It didn't make it better. And we are stuck with it right now. I'm wondering, is there any reason why the Democrats would be using the CR to try to wedge something like this in at this moment? Because once the appropriations process, once we get past the government shutdown, assuming we do, the CR gets passed, assuming it does, are the Republicans looking to do something even bigger with health care in this appropriations process that they feel like they need to work on this, the Democrats need to work on it now?
Yeah, Annie, I hope that we are willing to do it. Whenever we were doing reconciliation version one, which was the One Big Beautiful Bill, I was standing in front of conference saying we should be doing health insurance reform, private health insurance reform as well. And that was not that was kind of left on the cutting room floor. But I think that everyone acknowledged that something needs to be done. Where we're at is a situation where the Obamacare subsidies, and I think that necessity is a great mother of invention, right? If there's this demand, particularly by moderates within the Republican Party and Democrats to extend these enhanced subsidies, then I think that we should be, especially considering the fact that this is not pro-life. Like this money, there's no Hyde language in this. So there's no universe in which myself or a lot of members can possibly vote for these enhanced subsidies because it's taxpayer dollars going to fund abortion services.
Yes.
And so once you've come to that conclusion, then you say, okay, well, we're going to put the Hyde language in there that this money can't go towards abortions. That's at the very minimum what a Republican Party should be doing. And then once you've come to that conclusion, you realize, oh, we're not going to get any Democrats to vote for this. And so therefore, if you're going to do it, you need to just go back into reconciliation and do might as well like reform the whole thing, you know? And so that's where I'm at. I'm working. My team is working with other members of Congress who are healthcare experts. I have a background in healthcare, worked for 20 plus years as an IT consultant for hospitals and then served in the Missouri legislature on insurance committees. And so I get it. And so I'm working with Chip Roy, Gary Palmer, Kevin Hearn to find out, all of these guys have great reform ideas on how to actually give patients more choices and let them take control and ownership over their health insurance plan and make sure that these are more affordable.
Oh, man, I mean, that's a real solution is what needs to be provided. I'll read to you before I let you go. We have a comment on the YouTube live stream that is going on while we're doing this interview as well on the radio. They said the ACA provides insurance to people that wouldn't have had it otherwise. It hasn't failed. Republicans defunded it. And I just thought, I'd like to hear what you think about that comment.
No, that is a failure. I mean, at the end of the day, there is a cost to health care. It's not free. And you can't, until you get to the point where you force doctors to be slaves, it's going to cost money. And that money is going to come in the form of taxpayer dollars or your out-of-pocket dollars. The Democrats set up Obamacare. They passed it in reconciliation without any Republicans supporting it. This is a broken system. I don't see how you could possibly blame Republicans for the failures of Obamacare.
And I would encourage, when looking into this, and I would, as a parallel conversation to have with the cost of college education, that we always talk about how to afford paying for it, but we don't always ask why things cost what they do. And we've seen the president and this administration, RFK Jr., working towards fairer pricing for medications. I always wonder to myself, you know, how fair is the pricing for hospital services? Like, if you always can promise that there's going to be somewhere there to write the check, there's really not a whole lot of competition on making sure that the prices stay
right.
In a reasonable area. And like I said, parallel conversation on affording college education as well.
Yeah. It's like, I always use the analogy, if you went to a restaurant and the waiter knew that somebody else who was not even at the table was paying for it, and the people at the table knew that somebody else who was not there is paying for it, then guess what? The waiter is incentivized to jack up the price to, you know, the tab. And so are the people who are eating at the table won't have any, you know, cost incentive whatsoever they will pick the most expensive things on the menu. And that's the system that we have today.
That's an incredible analogy. Very well said. Congressman Burleson, we appreciate your time. Answer our requests next time we reach out to you, because you're a very strong voice. Having the Freedom Caucus opinion here on the Annie Frye Show is important, and we know you represent Missouri 7th very well. We thank you for the time today.
Thank you, Annie. Anytime.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Congressman Eric Burleson, the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7th Congressional District Representative in Missouri, also a member of the House Oversight Committee and Freedom Caucus. Okay, take a quick break. Fred Flights is going to be with us when we come back at the bottom of the hour. So about 10 minutes from now, we'll be with you here quickly before that. He's the vice chair for the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. We're going to talk to him about this peace deal that has been negotiated that is pretty historical. And, of course, I don't want to count my chickens, of course, but this one looks like a pretty significant major development in finding peace in the Middle East. We'll talk to Fred Flights at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with some of your comments on the YouTube live chat poll. Does President Trump deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? Let us know what you think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.